Welcome to the My Crazy Office podcast with the authors of Working With You Is Killing Me, Working For You Isn't Working For Me, and Mean Girls at Work, Kathy Elster and Catherine Crowley. They're committed to creating world peace, one crazy office at a time. And now, here are Kathy and Catherine.
Hey everyone, I'm Kathy Elster.
And I'm Catherine Crowley, and welcome to My Crazy Office.
Today we're going to discuss what to do when you like your job and you like your boss, but a better opportunity comes along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we'll start with a question from someone who feels loyal to their current boss and job, but has to decide whether a new job opportunity is the better choice.
Ooh, that's tough.
Yep, and during the second part of the podcast, we'll address what managers can do if they suspect that a key employee is interviewing for a new job.
This is such an interesting area because we often emphasize the importance of having a boss that you like and can work with. And so having to decide between a good boss and a potentially better job opportunity could be a tough one.
It's very confusing.
Yeah. I hope our listeners will send more questions like this to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
Logan, what's our question?
I've been working at a good job with the same boss for 3 years. I like my job, and I really like working for my boss. Recently, I was approached by an executive recruiter to interview for another position, and I decided to take the call. This new job would be an amazing opportunity, and I've been told that it's mine if I want it. I feel torn. I feel loyal to my boss, who has really encouraged me and helped me grow professionally, but I also don't want to hold myself back. What should I do?
You got to play it out. I think you got to play it out because you don't want to make a decision too early because it may be that you're going a couple of interviews and realize, no, you've got the best deal going around,
mm-hmm,
you know,
right.
That it sounded like a good deal, but it really wasn't.
Yeah.
Or you may find the opposite. You may find that it is a growth opportunity that your present company really can't give you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it would be your next step. And that doesn't mean you burn a bridge by leaving your job. It just means people, you know, if you believe that people are going to be happy for you, then you leave that way, you know, that this is a great opportunity.
Right.
I think you got to play it out.
Yeah.
Go on the interview, see how far it goes.
What I was going to say, it's as you're playing it out, to me, the key is to get an idea of the culture you would be going into.
Because clearly you like the one you're in.
Exactly. So that would be, you know, what are the business practices? What are the ethics? How do people get rewarded? Who, you know, what is the sort of ethical caliber of the people who you're working with?
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to underestimate the fact that you like the culture you're in, you like your boss, and it sounds like a great experience, and that may not happen again. There is some truth to that, mm-hmm, you know, you may not be able to duplicate this, but, you know, you don't want to stay somewhere for the comfort. You want to be sure that you are moving your career in the right direction.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a hard choice.
It's hard, exactly. And I think, Kathy, you always encourage people to talk to people in the new company before you...
Yeah, you got to do a lot of research.
Yeah, really
do
your homework.
You want to find people that maybe have left,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
that no longer work there, that might be a little disgruntled, and mm-hmm, you want to, you know, talk to people that are currently there that you would be working with just to get an idea of what the culture is like. Because, you know, there's the spoken culture and then there's the real culture, which you don't always know until
the
you're there.
The story behind the story.
Yeah, and you always want to ask questions. How long have you been here? Why did the person before me leave? How long were they here? What do you expect in the first 90 days? I mean, there's lots of questions you can ask to uncover, you know, a little bit of what the culture is, but you never really know until you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I was thinking also that it's important to consider what for you constitutes a better opportunity.
Right.
Right. Is it a higher title? Is it simply more money? Or is it more meaning in
mm-hmm,
some way?
Mm-hmm.
Or more ownership? I talk with a lot of people who really enjoy the work they do, but they would like more ownership.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be in more of a leadership, outright leadership position.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met people that love their work and love their bosses, but don't feel it's totally on purpose.
Exactly.
So this may satisfy that. I mean, no job has it all. You know, nothing's perfect. So you have to weigh at this particular time,
yeah,
what are your priorities? Mm-hmm. But you got to play it out. I many people ask this question too early.
Yes.
Because sometimes it just gets taken care of by itself. You go on the interview and you didn't click.
So I'm going to use a dating analogy.
Oh, I knew it was coming. how many out there knew it was coming?
That is that you want to go on several dates before you say yes. And watch their behavior, right? So see, does this new organization are they consistent? When they set an appointment with me, does it actually happen? Mm-hmm. Is the job description that I'm looking at, does it seem realistic with the person who I work with? Do I click with them, who I would work for? Mm-hmm. And the team that I would work with, do they seem to be in a good state of mind?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and get a little outside counsel if you need. Don't just do this all in secret, whether that's somebody in your family or a good friend, or you use an executive coach at this particular time to walk you through this. Because you don't want to make a mistake here. I mean, it's hard to know whether it's going to be a mistake or not. But don't hold yourself back. That's my message.
Mine is with yours, and then do your homework, which I think is what you're saying. Play it out and do your homework along the way and make sure that what you're, I think the cautionary thing for me is just if it's not a healthy culture, then it could be a big problem. Mm-hmm. Or not healthy, but a decent fit for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's just move to the other side of it. What if you suspect, you're a manager now, that you have a key employee, one that's very valuable to the organization, you don't want to see leave, but you suspect they're interviewing, their behavior is telling you that they're probably interviewing, and you may even know that there's some positions open in your industry that they would, do well in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
That sounds challenging. Do you approach the employee?
I would, that I have coached people on this, that it's okay to approach them and say that my sense is that you are interviewing and that's okay. I just ask that you give us enough notice and that you do it, you pass your work on and that we stay friends and you don't burn any bridges. You can absolutely talk to somebody. That's if you have a good relationship. If you have a good relationship, they won't deny it.
Uh-huh.
And they'll say, okay, but I don't have it yet. I don't even really know. They called me. Whatever they say, who knows? But I think it's okay to do that.
Tell me why it's important to do that, Kathy. Because I think you're right on, but I'd love to know, for someone who may be dealing with that and they're like, well, why do I need to actually confront the person and say, we think you're interviewing?
Because you would put the person in at ease about...
they don't have to be hiding it so much.
Right.
They have to sneak around.
Exactly, which is really uncomfortable for everybody. And I also think it may be a good selling point for why you want to stay. And if you see any red flags or they see any red flags in the new position, at least they know that, wow, I have a really upfront relationship here. So I think it's stating a lot of things that could bode well. Also, I think you want this person to not only be secretive, but then maybe badmouth the organization on their way out.
Yeah.
So when it's all out in the open, you won't have a mass exodus. Because sometimes when a key employee, a very, very important person leaves, it makes everyone else uneasy and thinks, okay, what's going to happen now? This isn't going to be good. We're going to lose. Blah, blah, blah. All kinds of negativity starts. So you want to cut that. You want to minimize that.
I was going to say, I think from a personal basis, as a manager or boss or the leader of a company, it takes a certain amount of almost emotional generosity to be able to say, we see that you're interviewing and you're welcome to do it. We just want to make sure that it's all happening, in a coherent manner, or however it is you put it. But that takes a real generosity of spirit.
Yeah, I think it shows that you want the best for this person and you respect their decision. You wish it wasn't that decision, but you respect it. And that actually you could get excited for them and say, oh, that's a really good position for you.
Yeah.
Can you help me find your replacement? Can, you be part of that? And while they're poaching you, is there somebody we should be poaching? Like, where did their person go? And I think to be, because all business relationships, as far as I'm concerned, should last for a long time. You don't burn bridges. So you could be in relationship with this person for a long time and you may need them. at another time.
Right. So it's almost like you have to have an attitude of abundance, like yes. that one person is not going to make or break your department or right. your company or your sales team, which I think is a challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. it is. But I've seen it so many times that people leave in packs. They yeah. leave jobs in packs. So you may also find out that there's others looking.
Well, and also if you are the possessive type, and we've worked with those before where if someone, you know, leaves, they're dead to the organization.
Which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Right. But that's when people really screw you too.
Oh, they're going to badmouth you.
Yeah.
I mean, then you're never going to get any help out of them.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? They may send you key people. They may send you business. I mean, you should never burn bridges like that. Mm-hmm. And we've seen those.
Yeah.
We've seen those clients, the little high on themselves. So I would try to be as open as you can. Now, I have seen relationships where it wouldn't work this way.
Yeah.
Like maybe the relationship between the boss and the employee is not that good.
Uh-huh.
So by doing this, they're just going to lie anyway.
And uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know, this may not work in every situation, but if you see that a key employee is most likely leaving, you want to do something to minimize the fallout, because that's what you're going to have after. You're going to have some fallout. You're going to have people be very concerned about the organization or concerned about the department. So you got to be sure that you're working with them well.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're making sure that maybe one of them should be promoted.
Yeah.
So that the minute this is announced, you show the department you're safe here. This is going to be fine. Or start recruiting behind the scenes so that you know you're going to bring in someone who's really good.
But that's another thing. It's like you should always be recruiting, right?
I think
so. To some degree, just as one should always be networking. I think it's really interesting. And also similar to the first question where this individual was approached by an executive recruiter, that can happen.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot that's out of our control that we have to be willing to then incorporate.
Hey, if you've got somebody really good and the economy is good right now, they're going to get poached. I mean, you may not even know how many times they were called and rejected opportunities. Ooh. You probably couldn't tell by how many times you've been called and rejected opportunities. So maybe that one opportunity came in that just piqued their curiosity.
No, yeah.
Yeah. So, and another thing I try to tell a lot of my clients is that everyone's replaceable. Everyone, except for maybe the person who started it. And, you know, if your organization is solid, everyone's replaceable.
Yeah.
So it's okay. There's going to be somebody else who can come in. And sometimes change is good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Change of personnel. You're looking at me like, I don't know if that's true, Kathy.
Oh, I know. I totally do believe that. I think what I'm thinking is that I think the challenge, and I personally find this to be a challenge for life, is just constantly letting go. Letting go of your expectations, letting go perhaps of a key employee, letting go of some idea that you had of how things were going to be if it suddenly changes or looks like it's changing. Like being able to go with that flow is so much a part of having a positive experience in the workplace as a manager, as a boss, and as an employee who maybe you thought, I'm going to stay in this job, I don't want to move, and yet you see that you really can't say no to an opportunity without hurting yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it always reminds me of a client we had. We haven't talked to her in a couple of years. She had made all the costumes for Broadway. She didn't design them. Their company just made them. And a lot of employees. And whenever they got another opportunity, she was always thrilled for them. And I would always say, you're not concerned though. This is such a talent. She goes, they always come back and they come back better. That was her feeling, is let them go out there and learn something that I can't teach them. Mm-hmm. And they're going to bring it back. And it's only going to make us better. And
that's
she
great.
Was right.
Mm-hmm.
So think like her.
Yeah.
She was progressive, I think, in that. Sally Ann Parsons, very progressive in the way she didn't hold anybody back.
Right.
Right.
Like this is what
she wasn't possessive.
She wasn't possessive, right. This is what I have to offer you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. You know, this is all we can do here. So if you want to grow. There'll always be something here for you. Because you always needed talented people.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
I learned that from her. Thank you, Sally Ann. You're listening. Well, that's it for this podcast. If you have any further comments or thoughts on this topic, tweet us at AskK2 and also follow us on Instagram at MyCrazyOffice.
If you want to receive our podcast email, text us at 228-28 and type in MyCrazyOffice. That's all one word at 228-28.
Finally, don't forget to send your questions and stories to info@mycrazyoffice.co.
My Crazy Office is produced in New York City at K Squared Studios. Stay crazy.